Can you just answer the question about the vice chair and her secret meeting?
Sure. I'm happy to the extent I can share it with you. The vice chair has been an excellent colleague in my first 7 weeks. I'm aware of the letter you sent to the inspector general. Out of an enormous respect for him, his investigation, what he chooses to do with it, I'm going to leave to him to do without trying to micromanage that.
So you
and I'd be interested in the judgments that he comes to.
So you will support his investigation. Have you made your own investigation? Did you ask her if she spoke at a secret meeting during the blackout period?
I agree with the suggestion that the inspector general is an independent actor.
I'd be very interested in his decision. You just said you're the guy in charge. Did you ask her about the secret meeting that took place? Did you ask her?
I can answer a simple question, which is, I wasn't at the meeting.
I don't know the facts. No one.
But I'd be very interested in the fact-finding being done by an independent inspector general.
Did you care enough to ask, how can you be chair and not ask your own vice chair whether or not she violated the blackout period, violated the law?
I think it'd be inappropriate for me to prejudge facts that are being discovered by an independent actor.
I don't know how you prejudge them if you don't ask.
Well, I don't know how to prejudge them if I wasn't in the attendance of a meeting.
Did you ask?
She's been an excellent colleague.
Did you ask?
I've asked her a lot of things about supervision and regulation because we've been busy doing a lot of real work over the last 7 weeks.
I got to say, I'm going to take the same time you did. I just got to say.
You hope so.
The tone that you are setting is one that seems to invite corruption, and that's going to be a real problem.
We've had 7 weeks, Senator Warren, and we've set a tone of performance, accountability, responsibility, and integrity.